Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. India asserts it is building foundation for global artificial intelligence services. IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells World Economic Forum, country working on all five layers of AI architecture. US President Donald Trump says US will not use force to gain Greenland. Israel agrees to join US-led Board of Peace for Gaza after UAE as some European nations decline invitation. Bangladesh's matches of Men's T20 World Cup 2026 to proceed as scheduled, says ICC. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 239 runs for New Zealand in first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos today, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture. The application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world. Understand the business of enterprise, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Mr. Vaishnaw said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. He said that through the India AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled for next month, the country will make sure that technology is not only accessible to India, but to the global south as well. Mr. Vaishnaw met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan in Davos today. In a social media post, the minister said that the world looks at India as a key driver of global innovation. US President Donald Trump today asserted that he won't use force to acquire Greenland, even as he pressed for US control of the Arctic island. Trump was addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. His address comes amid heightened US-European tensions over Greenland. Trump further added that his country has sought negotiation to acquire Greenland as no nation is in position to secure it other than United States.
Greenland is a vast, almost entirely uninhabited and undeveloped territory, sitting undefended in a key strategic location between the United States, Russia, and China. That's exactly where it is, right smack in the middle. There's no rare earth, hundreds of feet of ice. That's not the reason we need it. We need it for strategic national security and international security. This enormous, unsecured island is actually part of North America, on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory.
Asserting respect for people of Greenland and Denmark, he said U.S. fought for beautiful Denmark, which is not land, but a big piece of ice, and termed the step of giving it back as stupidity.
Now what I'm asking for is a piece of ice, cold and poorly located, that can play a vital role in world peace and world protection. It's a very small ask compared to what we have given them for many, many decades. But the problem with NATO is that we'll be there for them 100%. I'm not sure that they'd be there for us if we gave them the call.
Trump is attending the WEF for the first time in 6 years amid heightened U.S.-European tensions over Greenland and has several meetings planned with global leaders. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is among those expected to meet with Trump one-on-one on the sidelines of the summit. Addressing the conference, Trump has asserted that U.S. government has raised taxes on foreign nations to recover damages they have caused. He added that U.S. has made some great trade deals. Talking about Venezuela, he said that the nation has been an amazing place for so many years, but they were ruining themselves with wrong policies. He added that Venezuela wants to do a deal after attack ends. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accepted the invitation of US President Donald Trump to be a part of the Gaza Board of Peace. The Board of Peace was unveiled as part of phase 2 of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas to end the Israel-Gaza conflict. The Trump administration has sent invites to several world leaders to join the body, which Trump envisages would oversee growth and development in the region. However, the participation of Netanyahu will add to concerns over the objectivity of the board, which will be led by Trump. Netanyahu's office, however, have earlier criticized the makeup of the executive committee of the board, which includes Israel's regional rival, Turkey. Trump has earlier invited leaders from at least 60 countries to participate as founding members of the Board of Peace. The initiative has drawn mixed reactions internationally. Those who have agreed to join the Board of Peace include Morocco, Argentina, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Belarus, Hungary, Vietnam, Kazakhstan, Egypt, UAE, Bahrain, and most recently Israel. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said he agreed in principle but emphasized that details still need to be discussed. He made clear that Canada would not pay any membership fee. The countries which have rejected the initiative includes Norway, France, Sweden and Italy. Meanwhile, Ukraine and the United Kingdom have expressed concerns about Russia's involvement in the board. Cosmetics major L'Oreal announced that it will inaugurate the world's first beauty tech hub in Hyderabad in November 2026. The chief executive officer CEO of L'Oreal, Nicolas Hieronymus, made the announcement during Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy-led Telangana Rising Delegations meeting on the sidelines of World Economic Forum 2026. L'Oreal CEO Hieronymus said that the tech solutions developed from the Hyderabad facility will be supplied to the L'Oreal units across the world. He added that the new hub would strengthen Hyderabad's growing position as a key global enterprise operations destination. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Spain, country's biggest train drivers union today called for a nationwide strike to demand assurances for the profession's safety after 3 derailments in 2 days. The derailments caused crashes that left dozens dead, including 2 drivers. The International Cricket Council ICC today confirmed that the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 will proceed as scheduled, with Bangladesh's matches to be played in India, rejecting a request from the Bangladesh Cricket Board BCB to relocate its fixtures to Sri Lanka. The decision was taken at an ICC board meeting held via video conference today. After the BCB raised concerns and sought a venue change, in a press release, the ICC said all security assessments, including independent reviews, had found no credible threat to the safety of Bangladesh players, officials, media or fans at any of the Indian venues. In men's cricket, India has set a target of 239 runs before New Zealand in first T20 of 5-match series in Nagpur, earlier put into bat. The hosts posted 238 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 166 for 5 in 17 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India asserts it is building foundation for global artificial intelligence services. IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells World Economic Forum, country working on all 5 layers of AI architecture. US President Donald Trump says, US will not use force to gain Greenland. Israel agrees to join US-led Board of Peace for Gaza after UAE, as some European nations decline invitation. Bangladesh's matches of Men's T20 World Cup 2026 to proceed as scheduled, says ICC. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 239 runs for New Zealand in first T20 of 5-match series in Nagpur. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.